So now we're at section A, which is measures 3 through 14. And let's start with the first two measures, measures 3 and 4. Here they are. Right hand, we have the G above middle C with finger 1, and then the E flat above that with finger 4 or 5. With the left hand, I'm playing the E flat 2 below middle C with my 5th, pedal up and down. Next, left hand, play the B flat above the E flat you just played with finger 3, and then the E flat above that with finger 1. Then you're going to go back to that B flat that you just left, but with finger 4. With it, right hand, come down and play the G below middle C with finger 1. So we have the left hand on a B flat, right hand on a G. Then left hand, come up to the E flat above the B flat you just played with finger 2. Right hand, play the B flat above the G you just played, finger 2 as well. Then left hand, play the G that the right hand just got through playing. That's the G right below middle C with finger 1. With the right hand, play the E flat above middle C. So we basically have an arpeggio in harmony. Then we'll do that again. Then what happens next is right hand will play two A-flats. That's the A-flat below middle C with finger 1, and then the A-flat above that with finger 5. With the left hand, I want you to play B-flat and F. So that's the B-flat 2 below middle C with your 3rd, and then the F above that with your 1st. With the right hand's two A-flats, we'll pick up the pedal and put it down right there. Then right hand jump up, I want you to play E-flat and B-flat together. That's the E-flat above middle C with finger 1, B-flat above that with finger 3. In between that and the next thing, I want the left hand to play the B-flat 3 below middle C. And then right hand, I want you to play B-flat and E-flat. And that's the B-flat above middle C with finger 2, and then the E-flat above that. Now on this last beat, we have what we call 3 against 2. Right hand's going 1, 2, 3. And the left hand is just going 1 and... And when you put the two together, you get this effect. And that's measure 3. Let's take a look at measure 4 by itself.